Megan the Planner, really Megan the Stallion, inspired me to change my morning routine. Bradley?
Yes, ma'am.
I read this article about someone else who tried Megan the Stallion's morning routine and got a lot of benefits from it. So I started looking into this to see what exactly she does in a morning to get herself prepared for the day.
Okay.
And
everybody's
got
their little routine in the morning.
Yes. And sometimes it just has to do doing certain steps in order, or it does for me, in order to get myself to work on time with the things I need. But not a lot of it has to do with me having a good mental state. You know what I mean? Like,
no.
She wants to, we use the word wellness a lot, and I'm like, man, didn't Gwyneth Paltrow wear that word? I think a little bit. So this is like, she's taking time for herself and she's getting herself in a good mood to do what she needs to do in a day.
Yeah.
All right. So this is about her mental health. And I thought,
okay. So this is like a morning routine for your mental well-being.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Not just like, I'm going to, you know, pluck my eyebrows and do a, you know,
and get my coffee ready.
A spritz of some, you know, tonic on my face.
That's right. Yeah. So she did an article with Women's Health. That's where this all comes from. Megan Thee Stallion talked to Women's Health about what she does. Now, the first thing we can't do, because it's our job, she has eliminated all social media apps from her phone to avoid doom scrolling in the morning.
Okay.
So
that's a move.
If she does her social media, I'm assuming she just does
like
it.
Like a burner phone, or where does she do social media?
She might do it on, you can do social media on a laptop.
But you said in the morning, so she doesn't use it ever on her phone? That's crazy. Good luck to her.
She deleted all of the social media apps. So I guess that means that she has a team that does her social media.
Yeah.
Probably a good idea. If you're somebody that famous and you're going to open up and just read a bunch of stuff about you that's weird and negative.
Oh, for sure.
Blech, terrible. So she did that. We have to do that for our job, so it's not really possible. But here's some other things she likes to do. She listens to music. She might put a face mask on. She meditates and prays about her plans for the day.
Okay.
She takes a shower because she needs the shower in the morning because she's a morning type of person.
I do that.
And
showers are good.
Yes, she also works out. And then she makes time for therapy and massage appointments.
Oh, God, that'd be nice.
There's
I'm all
more
in.
Stuff. Yeah. She also puts her phone strictly on Do Not Disturb. She listens to some songs, which I thought, oh my gosh, I listened to that song. How could Megan Thee Stallion and I listen to the same song?
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So when I'm working out, when she's working out, she listens to her own song, Freaky Nasty, and also Ain't It Fun by Paramore. And I'm like, what? You're kidding me. That's fantastic.
You have something in common with Megan Thee Stallion.
That's great. So
far, it sounds like a pretty normal morning routine.
It is.
If you're a bougie celebrity.
Yeah, if you have a lot of time and you can just have a massage therapist come over. But obviously, that's not something that I applied. But she also wrote in her journal, and it gives her a sense of accomplishment that she's reflecting on what she wants to do in the day. So I was like, okay, I want to focus on a couple of things, and I want to know what you do as far as your morning routine as well. So I looked at some of my Japanese that I've been letting go by the wayside.
Japanese language learning?
Yes, because I want to learn Japanese, but I haven't put any time into it, and I'm always making excuses as to why I can't do it. So I looked at that, and I also, while I was doing my makeup, watched a Japanese show. Because listening to Japanese is good, just to, you know,
that's
get
a good
yourself
idea.
Familiar with.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I also wrote down some goals in my phone for the day.
Oh, good.
And then here's the problem.
Uh-oh.
I tried to meditate and I fell back asleep.
Oh, yeah.
Even
Don't
sitting
meditate
up,
first thing in the morning, because I would go right back to sleep.
Yeah, I could not do it.
Maybe
but,
meditate, you know, at a different point, maybe in the afternoon.
Yeah, because I hadn't had any coffee yet and I'm not dependent on coffee, but when your brain says, let's just go back to sleep.
Yeah.
I was sitting on the floor, but I still fell asleep. So.
Yeah, I would not be able to meditate.
No. All right. So what do you do in your morning routine?
I mean, start to finish, it's pretty normal. My dog comes and wakes me up. We get up, we put stuff away, we go on a walk together. I listen to some podcasts usually, and then just putz around the house doing chores and stuff like that, and then usually head into work.
Yeah.
But I don't usually have a ton of time in the morning. I like to get up early enough that we get to go on a decent walk.
That's cool. And definitely, like, you pick up things? What do you mean? Wheezy picks up her toys?
No, I'll just straighten up or get stuff ready for, you know, the gym or, like, whatever it is.
Okay, that's great. And Mike, what do you do?
Immediately wake up, and I've got a little half hour working on my side hustle. The other thing that I do, some sports coverage for a radio station.
Yeah, that's kind of fun. Cool.
Oh, it is fun. It's a way to keep in touch with my old job and some of the stuff I love with sports. So I do that for a half hour. So that's literally right when I wake up.
Yep.
Then we sit down and we play Connections and we play Wordle. Sarah and I play that together with the coffee out on our patio when it's nice.
That sounds so fun. Oh, so you guys are both there in the morning together?
We are, yeah. We're both there together. She's usually just getting like logged in and if she doesn't have any meetings, we usually sit there, have some coffee, and again, play Wordle and Connections.
Yeah, Jamie and I are not, he's usually long gone. He's an early morning person, so we don't get to spend a lot of time. It's a treat when he'll come home, like today to pick up the dog for an appointment, but usually we don't. So that's kind of a nice treat that you get to spend time together in the morning.
It's awesome. Yeah, love it.
Yeah, we don't really either. He goes to the gym at 5:30 a.m.
Yeah, Jamie's the same. He's an early morning gym person.
Like sometimes 5, and I've just decided that gives me headaches in the day if I go that early.
Sure, yeah.
Because I'm not getting a lot of sleep. We're going to bed at midnight, and then
I wouldn't be able to do that.
Without a nap during the day, I can't do it. But I do like that, Mike, that you spend some time with each other.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's really cute.
You got to have that time, either in the morning or the afternoon for sure. Yeah. You got to have some connection time.
We got a golf course right across from us. So when it's
nice
out,
nice view
you
in the
literally
morning.
Go sit on the deck and they're like mowing it. So you got the fresh grass smell and the wind blowing right in. It's perfect.
Today, I do want to just point out I had the best experience ever. If you have a dog and you have garbage pickup, I hope that your garbage pickup individuals are as kind as mine, who will give Wheezy a treat.
Oh.
So she, when the it's usually the organics. I think I've talked about this before, but the organics guy will roll up and she'll go running. And then like today's like, hey, buddy, I haven't seen you in a while.
Buddy.
And because he doesn't know it's a she. But anyway, gives her a big old bone.
Nice.
Oh, my gosh.
And then she comes in the house and tries to hide the bone.
He gives her a bone?
Like a milk bone.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was like, that's kind of I don't know, that's kind of intrusive to give
intrusive?
A dog. Well, you don't know if that dog can have a bone or not. Well, you know, you don't know
bone.
If they, a milk bone.
Yeah,
biscuit.
But it's like as big as her head because he gives her like a normal milk bone and she's a small dog. So.
And she hides it.
She tries to hide it and then she'll drop it and I take it and I'll take half off for her and give it to her.
Oh.
She can't like, she doesn't want to eat it all at once. So she'll want to hide it.
Oh,
so you got to chunk it in half and then she'll eat a little bit.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
I thought maybe she was hiding it because she thought some other dog's going to come in here and take this.
I mean, that's honestly why she's doing
it. God.
Dogs do that all the time, though.
Oh, so if you have a morning routine, something that's special that you have to do to make your, well, not have to do, but you like to do to make your day go better, you can always just send us an email. We'd love to hear it. All right, coming up next, Ryan Seacrest just fired someone and it wasn't at work. That's next. On My Talk. It's Dawn McClain here with Mike Marcotte from Twin Cities Live and Minnesota Live. You joined the Livia program like I did.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember what made you join Livia?
Oh my gosh. Well, I was at the heaviest weight in my entire life.
Yeah.
And with my partner, he has 2 kids. And so I just wanted to take them up the stairs at night and not have to pant and be winded when I got to the top. And so that was my motivation to join Livia.
Was there anything surprising about the Livia program?
It's so positive. There's not a single person in the Livia office in Roseville, but they're so positive in every aspect of this journey.
And have you reached your goal?
I have reached my goal and we actually extended it. So I'm down over 30 pounds and I'm looking to lose more.
Join Livia today and get your first 8 weeks free. Visit Livia.com. That's Livia.com or call 855-GO-LIVIA. And Livia is now offering GLP-1 medications. Quiet the food noise and see accelerated results by summer.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Dawn.
Yeah.
Ryan Seacrest just fired somebody.
Oh my God. What'd they do? What did they do ever do to him?
It wasn't an employee.
At
least not at work, it wasn't.
What?
Okay. That's kind of a tease right there. You see, that's a professional radio thing. Because now you're like, but who did he fire? Actually, it was his girlfriend. Wait, what?
Oh, you mean his contract lover. What?
Here's the headline. Ryan Seacrest and Aubrey Page break up after 3 years. They plan to stay in touch, or okay, rather in each other's lives. They're just not touching each other.
For that last payment.
So I don't know if you know this. There's been some, I would just say, blind items that suggest perhaps this relationship was a publationship, meaning the relationship was mostly for publicity. I don't know what their actual relationship was like, but that, you know, it served a purpose for their respective public-facing careers, Dawn.
Totally.
Okay.
I mean, you don't have to read any blind items to think to yourself, who is this girl, number one? I think that's an important part here. And number two, he kind of moves on after a certain amount of time.
Yeah, well, this is not the first time, right? Like,
no.
It seems to kind of go like this.
In cycles of 3 years.
Well, and it's been 3 years. So
yeah.
Aubrey Page is now looking for a new boyfriend. According to People, which this is the publicity speak, after three beautiful years together, Ryan and Aubrey have mutually decided to part ways. They plan to stay in each other's lives as good friends and support one another's endeavors. That just sounds so boilerplate, publationship, exit strategy statement.
Yeah. You know, it's okay to just be single. But in Hollywood, unfortunately, they treat it like the 1950s. And if, like, let's say Ryan Seacrest has a lot of jobs to do, which we don't have to just say, it's true. He does a million things.
Yeah, he's a busy man.
I mean, like, I don't know how he does. It's like Taylor Swift when you really look at it, like his radio show. He does, well, I guess retiring from the talk show with Kelly was really good for him, because how can one person do all this?
That's a very, very busy job, because you have to be, that has to be your job.
Yeah.
Because you always have to be connected to that job day in and day out, and you've got to be on top of everything. But he's got, to your point, a bunch of other plate spinning,
like now, an entire morning radio show in LA,
and the Wheel of Fortune,
and American Idol, and a bunch of other things he did. So what's unfortunate is, like, let's say he's just somebody who doesn't want to have a relationship, but he can't do that without people poking and prodding into, like, well, what's up with you? What's this? What's that? You know, it's like in Hollywood, you can't do that. So he had to have just a girlfriend, a stand-in.
And look, again, they might have been, I don't know if they were ever romantical or not, but, like,
yeah,
I think it was far more serious for the sake of publicity,
yeah,
than it was anything else. They began dating in May of 2021, and I imagine the next relationship will occur much like this, where they were spotted together in the Hamptons celebrating Memorial Day. And they have been at a handful of events together over the years.
Like movie premieres and things where you're in public.
He's like, hey, when you... I don't know. I mean, I just wonder how the sausage is made, frankly. And I'm not talking about anything inappropriate. Not going back to Girthmaster.
Well, I think that one of the important things... Listen to Peanut 115.
It's 2 hours, by the way.
one of the important things, I think, just to his publicity machine, is that the girlfriend can't get more famous than he is. He dated Julianne Hough.
Yep.
Before we even knew what a Julianne Hough was.
Yeah.
And she, her brother was on,
Derek
Hough was on Dancing with the Stars. And she was on there, too.
Yeah,
they're professional
dancer.
Dancers, okay? But then she got, like, Rock of Ages, like a movie, and she started to do all these things, which, good for her. But at that point, I think they realized that she was eclipsing Ryan Seacrest in some way. And so her contract ended. And then we had a couple of others in between.
Yeah.
But I think you just have to, it has to just be a pretty younger girl who is pretty enough to where it's like, look at this trophy girl I have because I'm Ryan Seacrest, but don't be somebody that we actually know what you do. And that's up for her to do now that she has this publicity. Any photo I see of them together as I peruse through these...
looks artificial.
It looks like he's standing with what could be a daughter.
She does look rather... I mean, how much younger is she?
Well...
26.
Yeah.
He's 49, she's 26.
Yeah. Could be his daughter.
Could be his daughter, yeah, for sure.
So they just look like father and daughter at this point. And
wow, 26 is young.
Yeah, and he was with her for 3 years.
So she's 29 and he's 51. I mean, again, you know, whatever. That's not unusual. But now that I am looking at these photos, I'm just
doesn't
like,
he
oh,
look like she? She could
hi,
be
dad.
His hi, dad. Hi, this dad. Can you give me some
daddy.
Money?
This is my very successful daddy,
yeah.
Ryan Seacrest.
So how long will it take for him to hook up with someone else since he's such a virile man?
Let me guess.
Let's do some bets here.
Okay. I'm thinking that he's going to have a new publicationship ready to go for Wheel of Fortune.
Yes. That's a very good
point. Only
thing
I can think of that's next up on his list. Because that's, again, what is the purpose of a publationship?
It's to highlight yourself in publicity for
yeah,
your relationship.
To get your name out there. And he's going to need to get his name out there for, you know, that Wheel of Fortune. They need to get his
many
eyeballs.
They needed a fresh... what? What'd you say? I was talking.
What did I say?
What'd you say?
Thanks for joining us. No, I said simply that it's like that audience is... I implied that audience doesn't need a like refresh. I mean, it kind of does, but Mike...
I have an idea.
Yeah.
I know somebody who might know a thing or two about contract relationships that's now single.
Who?
Enty lawyer?
No.
No, he's still got a wife.
And somebody who's a little more age appropriate, if you will, but
who?
Still has stunningly good looks and would be a perfect fit.
Irina Shayk.
Nailed it.
Oh, I don't think she would stoop that low.
I think you're on Whoops. To the right, Dawn.
That's mean.
That's a height joke.
Oh, no, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
What did I say?
Stoop to that.
I actually didn't mean that at all.
Because didn't you say the thing about her was that they weren't afraid to let her look taller than him?
I thought that's great. I'm glad in her contract they didn't say you can't wear heels.
Anyway, good joke, even though it was unintended.
It wasn't an intentional joke.
Where were we? I'm sorry. We are all lost in the Ryan Seacrest
drama. We're taking
drama.
Bets on who's going to be next.
Mike said Irina Shayk. I think she might be a little too like...
high profile.
Maybe a little too high profile, Mike.
For us, not for general audience.
Okay.
The general audience don't know what Irina Shayk is.
Yeah.
That is true.
That's the difference to me, I think. They both need it.
But
yeah.
Don't you think for the...
I'm setting up the odds.
The
I'm just
Wheel
saying, you
of
don't
Fortune?
Have to bet on it,
no, but. I'm not betting on those odds. But I will say, I think you're in the right neighborhood.
I think she's too famous.
Think about the Wheel of Fortune audience.
My mom?
Well, maybe he's going to be out with... like, I don't know.
It'll be a younger woman. But there will
older.
Be. When does this start? Do we know exactly
he's
when he
go
takes
older.
Over?
We know Pat Sajak is done. I think middle of June is his final one. So they've almost got to be starting filming sometime this summer, right?
Well, it makes perfect sense then.
Yeah. To get rid of her.
She's getting the heave-ho right now.
Because he'll be in headlines a lot for his new girlfriend, contract girlfriend. Right? And then people go, oh, yeah, he's hosting Wheel of Fortune.
I don't see dates. All I see is September 12th. Oh,
Well, that
next year it will be Sajak out, Seacrest in, as Seacrest takes over as of September 2024.
Oh.
So they probably start filming in June.
So it's going to be a hot boy summer for him.
Hot boy summer.
He'll do whatever he wants.
Well done.
What?
You offered yourself up, I think, for publicationship during the blind items today.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. I do need some startup money.
And you're like, you know, he would not be going super young. So I think that would help.
I don't think he's going to do that, though.
You don't think?
I don't think so.
All right. You don't want to do publicationship? Come on now, girl. Get on the inside.
Yeah, I
want to
see
the contract.
Okay.
All right. When we come back, there is a food trend out of Japan, and I want to know if you would put it in your mouth, Dawn. We'll find out when we come back right here on My Talk 107.1.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel. There is something I want to determine if you would like to eat, Dawn. It involves a food trend out of Japan, and I thought, if you are into it, maybe we'll try this for a Food Porn Friday, although I don't know. In order to make this decision, we must first attend a legal proceeding.
Oh, sure.
Known on this show as Food Court!
Now I'm going to visit the only court I could never be in contempt of. Food Court!
Bradley versus Dawn.
They love to argue.
On topics from the world of cuisine.
White meat or dark meat?
Blue cheese or ranch?
It's Food Court.
Gotta be a better way to phrase that. Let's go.
The Honorable Mike Ganger presiding.
Something's happening in the food court.
Oh, a Sbarro!
Dawn, do you like French fries? It seems like maybe you're waffling on the French fries.
Well, it depends on what kind.
Waffle fries?
I don't like waffle fries. I don't like steak fries. I like crispy, smaller fries, but not those super thin ones.
Wow, who knew you had such fry feels? Yeah. Mike?
All of the fries.
I will say I agree with Dawn. No steak fries. Steak fries are... And JoJo potatoes. Those are just potatoes.
Yeah.
I love waffle fries when they're crispy, extra crispy with some seasoned sauerkraut. Mm-hmm. Hey, champs.
Got a shiver.
They still have champs?
Who's that?
I don't think so.
Who's that?
Champs.
You ain't never been to a champ?
I don't think so.
It's
I can
like
see the
a
logo.
Bennigan's or like a TGI Fridays, but it was a local.
Oh, yeah,
local.
They still do. There's one over in EP.
Hey,
I've been to that
Let's
one.
Let's go see Donna
times.
And have some waffle fries with seasoned sour cream.
If we're going to see Donna, I'm going to her multi-level home.
Wow. Okay. I didn't know you were going to be so extreme in your feels right now. However, I want you to apply those extreme feels to a carb-on-carb meal that is straight up out of Tokyo's Shibuya. And it involves French fries in bread.
What?
Okay, I want you to click on the link. Open up this link. And there is a new... apparently, this is like taken Japan by storm.
Oh my gosh, you guys.
And it's a specialty food court called, I don't know how to pronounce that, so I'm not going to. And I have been to Japan, so the fact that I can't pronounce that. Well, because it's probably a combo platter of words that they created for this name. It looks like fashion with an E, like Iyashon. I don't know what that is anyway. Mm-hmm. The moral of the story is it is in Shibuya in Tokyo, and it involves... French fries shoved inside a honk of bread.
Yeah, it looks like somebody took a bread loaf and then they not sliced and then they cut like it in half, cored out the middle and stuck some fries in there and then put Thousand Island dressing on it.
I will say that whatever that layer is of goo, I'm not a fan of that.
I don't
but
like
then I
it.
Scrolled down And I noticed they've got some kind of sauce. Again, I think that's like a Korean sauce. I don't know how to pronounce Korean. With cheese. There's a salt and cheese one. Tartar sauce and egg. On top of the fries. So again, for the listener, imagine you took a half a loaf of bread, cored it out.
Yeah.
Shoved a bunch of fries and then topped it with a sauce. They also have avocado and salsa, cheese and mayo, and then fish eggs and mayo. Yeah, I think if I were going to do this, I would want to try the salt and cheese. Or maybe the cheese and mayo. How do you feel about fries in bread? Carb on carb action. Hot.
This sell it. Makes me a little bit like my stomach hurts.
Yeah.
I am.
You're not feeling it.
I'm not feeling it. I thought you were going to say something like some traditional Japanese food that now, might be a little foreign to me. I mean, no, excuse the pun. It's not a pun. It's true.
Well, I mean, by definition,
it is foreign to
me. As an American, it would be foreign to you. So you're fine.
Yes.
I will say if you scroll down, you can see what the innards look like. And I will say it's shokupan. Have you ever heard of shokupan? It's basically like a really fluffy white sandwich bread that they make in Japan, which, by the way, is amazing, whatever you put it on. But that's the loaf that they pour out.
Okay. And it looks a little wet.
Oh, it's very wet because they got all them saucy sauce on top.
Okay.
So I think what it looks like to me, like you would eat the fries like nachos or something, or like, you know, or
fries,
but covered in gunk.
Yeah.
And then all the drippy drippies.
Oh,
and
sure.
The gushy gushies would soak up into the bread. And then it's like a bread bowl.
Yes.
For your fries. So then you just gnaw on the bread. Because it's got all that sauce up there.
The person who wrote the article said after they'd eaten the fries by this stage, and it's just the bread, we were already full from fries, but the bread was so soft and buttery, we couldn't stop ourselves from eating it.
The bread was like a loaf with one end sliced off, making a delicious pocket for the French fries, which were piled up inside like a potato mountain.
It seems like not a very Japanese thing to do.
Well, I mean, you know.
You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, it doesn't surprise me that much, especially when you look at the toppings, because that seems very Japanese. They love
the toppings.
Mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Mike, how are you feeling about, they're called, by the way, Fun French Fries.
I mean, I'd try anything once. I would go with that avocado and that salsa style, though. That looks really good.
Oh, sure.
Which, if you had to. Go ahead. No.
I was going to say, but then also there's that like cheese layer at the end too. So there's a layer of cheese at the bottom of the bread to start the bowl. So if you go even further down, you'll see that little cheese thing.
It looks like eggs.
It does look like scrambled eggs, but you're right.
It says a mound of cheese. Yeah.
It says at the bottom of the loaf was a mound of cheese, adding even more calories to the mix.
Oh, good.
The bread was delicious and freshly baked. And though it was incredibly filling, we powered our way through until the very last crumb.
I mean, I'd do it.
I would try it. Which, for Dawn, sure. If you had to pick one of the flavors, which one would you pick?
Okay, let me go back up to the top to see the flavors.
Salt
here.
And cheese.
Uh-huh.
Yang Nam sauce, which I think is like a Korean spicy sauce.
Tartar sauce filled with eggs.
I would not want that. Avocado sauce, salsa style. Uh-huh. Cheese and mayo. And mentaiko, which is, I believe, fish roe.
Okay. So
AKA
eggs.
I
will also take, I will do an order of the avocado sauce, salsa style.
Okay. I would at least try it, but I don't have high hopes for this one. I kind of don't need the bread part, but maybe you just pass that along to somebody else.
And those are really good looking fries.
They do look really crispy.
They're a little bit bigger than your average small little, you know, McDonald's French fry, but they got some good seasoning on it. You can tell they're very fluffy.
They look crispy, don't they?
But like they're crispy on the outside, but they got some fluff on the inside.
Which one is that? The one that looks all Thousand Island-y?
Isn't that the cheese and the salt and cheese one?
No.
I think that's the roe or the fish.
Yeah, you're right. I think that's the fish roe and mayo.
Okay. Okay. I mean, I'm always willing to try something.
I would
new.
Try it, but I don't have high hopes. If I'm going to do anything with fries, I want mayo. So like, I'm not a huge fan of like chili cheese fries and things like that. Do you like that kind of stuff?
No.
Like I just want fries.
So crunch, you're not crunch, into, mayo. that Canadian poutine.
Oh,
poutine.
No, that is so much.
Yeah, it's a lot of stuff. Although I did have some at the fair, and it was so good.
Yeah, no, it can be good, but it would. It's nothing that I would ever crave. Like, oh, I need to have all that. What are you laughing at, Mike?
I think Steve had that every single day.
That's
and
his thing. Steve Patterson loves that poutine.
Yeah, and I just think about Young Gravy and his song where he says, poutine in it. Anyway,
I don't know
Young
song.
Gravy
Why
is an artist.
For us?
Oh, you know.
You had a crush on him, and then you didn't go see him at the fair.
That's because he's already dating Addison Rae's mom, so don't. There's no chance for me.
Oh, okay.
And have you seen her?
No.
Okay. She kind of looks like somebody very glamorous and like a little bit like an Instagram model.
Mm.
So I don't fit that bill. I'm not his type. I want to ask you enough about Young Gravy.
Okay.
Since you lived in Japan, they do have a sweet potato thing, mm-hmm. don't they? So they have some type of a new Frappuccino from Starbucks Japan.
Okay.
And it comes filled with sweet potato fries.
What?
Yeah, the sweet potato.
A coffee drink with sweet potatoes.
It says the sweet potato gold Frappuccino and macchiato are exclusive to Japan.
But it's not fries.
They do something with sweet potatoes. With it.
Well, I'm sure it's like sweet potato flavor.
Yeah, I think so.
You know, like we have pumpkin spice. Japanese sweet potatoes are a little, it depends on which ones. There's actually the regular one is kind of, might be like a pumpkin spice experience or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Where do you see this?
It's actually on the same website. If you go to the right, you can see just new Frappuccino from Starbucks, Japan. Or do I have different ads than you do?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't see it. New Frappuccino from Starbucks comes with sweet potato. No, it says filled with. It says sweet potato fries.
I don't know, but then when you click on it and then you read about it, it seems like it's just the flavor of candied sweet potatoes on top of the whipped cream.
Yeah, that's called
delicious.
Called, I think the
gold
translation would
sweet
be like
potatoes. Oh,
there's a dish in Japan, is my point. Candied sweet potatoes. And I bet that's what this is flavored like. Yeah, I don't see fries. That must just be a typo.
Yeah, well, but still, it has something to do with sweet potato flavor. Candied sweet potato?
No, it is sweet potato fries because look at the sign.
Yeah.
They look like little French fries.
Uh-huh.
See where it
matchsticks.
Says sweet potato gold Frappuccino macchiato?
Yes.
Those look like sweet potato fries.
Or, okay, maybe they're just implying that it's the taste of sweet potato fries on the Frappuccino. I don't know. I just wish we had, you know, like a greedy American. I want all the things at Starbucks here so I can try it.
Yeah. All right. Well, the fry thing, apparently not so much. But hey, Japan, if you're listening, Dawn would try the sweet potato fry Frappuccino.
I'll try all kinds of things.
When we come back on the Adventures of Bradley and Dawn, I'm excited because it is that time of the day, dear listeners. It's time for us to play a game with Mike. He's going to spin that game show roulette wheel when we come back right here on My Talk 107.1.
The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn, My Talk. My gosh, it's already the end of the show. And Mike told us for this game to make sure and have our phones. It's time for game show roulette.
Time now to play along. It's
game show roulette.
Here's your host, Mike Ganger.
Yes, you needed your phones because it's a special day today.
We're going to phone a friend?
Not quite that. Okay. Today, it's National Telephone Day today.
Oh,
and to
my
celebrate
gosh.
I missed that.
To celebrate
memo.
National Telephone Day today, we are going to play a special game we like to play sometimes. It's from our friends at The Price is Right. And, of course, it's the Cliffhanger game.
Okay.
You guys know how it works. So that was like three different things to get us all the way to Cliffhanger. But, again, we're playing.
But you got there.
We're playing.
And felt special as a result.
There you go. That's all I'm looking for. We're playing the Cliffhanger game, and it's a special telephone version of Cliffhanger. What that means is all of the products you'll be bidding on today and telling me what you think the answers or what you think the totals are for each of them will all have something to do with telephones.
Okay.
Okay.
Telephone related.
Stop talking. There you go. There you go. He is, I was trying to tell him. No, I'm telling this. I'm telling this guy to stop talking. He was still going. Not you guys. Okay, you guys need to talk or else this will be a very difficult game to play. All right,
fine,
here we go.
I'm not talking.
You guys know how it works. You each have $25 to work with. You're going to give me your prices for three different items. You've got game one and game two over there. I'm going to flip a coin here. Bradley, call it in the air.
Heads.
It is still flipping. It is indeed heads. Do you want to play game one or game two?
I would like to play game two.
You're going to play game two. All right. We'll start with game one then. Don, you're going to begin your bidding. It doesn't get much more boring than this. No. It's a two-pack of phone jack splitters.
Okay.
They're male to female phone jack splitters. Well. And they're for landline phones and fax machines.
Does
because those things really exist.
Still.
Mm-hmm. So how much do you think those run? And by the way, all these prices are on Amazon.
Okay.
So you're trying to get as close to the total you think this is.
Yeah, I was going to say Temu, it's 39 cents.
Yes. How much do you think that item is there?
Two pack of them?
It's a two pack of them.
Okay. I will say I have to be within a certain amount. How can I not go over?
You got 25. You can go over. It's just the whole way with cliffhanger game, you got in total for all your items, you're going to have $25 to play with.
Thank you. I'm sure you just said that.
No, it's all good.
I will say that for this two pack, it is $5.06.
Please don't do the cents though. Remember,
okay, $5.
$5 is what you're going to go with. Is it $5? Hold on, I got to find the. It's not $5. Let's see how far off you were. And again, you know how it works. Cliffhanger guys got 25 spaces to work up that hill.
Yeah.
Here he goes. He's approaching $5, and he's going to stop right before he gets to five. Oh. It was $9.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
Oh God!
Well, there's a reason why people don't use landlines anymore. Apparently, because that's
nine. Okay, so
we have them in our office. $4.
Yeah, I suppose there's that. You were off by $4. That means you got $21 to work with.
Woo!
Bradley, we go over to you. That is a shoulder rest.
It is plastic squirrel.
It is a black phone shoulder rest. You remember those old shoulder rests when you were holding onto the phone?
I wouldn't have gotten through the 80s without one.
Yeah. They still sell them on Amazon.
When you're at the office, hello, ma'am. Thanks for calling Bob's chiropractor office. I'm typing and talking on the phone.
And my neck is ruined from having my head this way.
I mean, you know, but thank gosh, I don't have to hold it with my one hand.
So how much do you think that shoulder rest accessory goes for right now?
Bob, everyone knows that a good plastic headrest...
I will say it's not the receiver, it's just the headrest that attaches to the receiver.
Oh, good to know.
Yeah, that is a big difference.
Yeah, that's going to be a $15 experience, Bob.
$15? Is that $15? It's not. Here goes the Yodel Man. He too is approaching five, and he's going to stop right there. You also were off by $4.
Oh, whoa! What?
In the negative or the positive?
In
Bob?
The positive, it's $11 for that shoulder rest.
That's a steal.
That is a steal. Why don't you buy a couple?
I don't need those.
I don't think you do.
Them into?
Well, then why is $11 a steal for something nobody needs?
I don't know. It's not a good price. It's a bad price.
Well,
no one
except
wants
for
it.
Your Aunt Bev, who actually still uses one. She's like, I just need to get me another one of them things because I wore out my shoulder on that other one.
Make the government give it out to people for free.
What? My pet tax dollars ain't buying that crap.
Your tax dollars pay for a lot more than that.
All right, Don, we're going to go over to you here. You've got your next item up
November,
for bid.
Kids.
Yes. Next item up for bid. Go ahead and take a look. It's a Telpal corded landline phone. That's a funny novelty of lips. It's
funny
purple.
Novelty of lips.
That's
it's
what it
lips.
Is. It's lips. That's what the description says.
Lips Incorporated.
They're cartoon shaped lips. It's got like some purple lip gloss on it. How much do you think that landline phone runs you? You were to buy that right now over on Amazon. What would you pay for it?
Is it a vintage item?
It's not a vintage item,
okay.
No.
All right. I will say that as a new item is...
You got you got $21 to work with.
I'm
going to
say $19.
Is that $19? It's not. Let's see how far off you are as the Yodel Man will work his way up the hill. He passed five, and he's going to stop right there. You're only off by $2. Nicely done.
$2?
That's what you were off by. It's $21.
Wow.
$21 for those. That means you're going to have $19 to work with for your final item.
Perfect.
Bradley, we're going to find out how much you're going to have to work with as you go for this next one.
Is that a phone?
This is a phone. It's an Avian phone. It's got massively huge numbers.
Oh, God, I need that.
They describe it as a big button corded phone for seniors, one-touch dialing. Oh. It has an amplified ringer, non-slip grip, easy for use. Easy to use.
I actually just made the picture bigger.
Yeah.
So I should probably get that phone.
Mm-hmm. It's maybe the perfect phone for you. How much do you think that cord corded phone is.
I'm going to say that's $22 on the internet, Bob.
All right. Is that $22 on the internet? It is not, as we're playing cliffhangers today. Here goes the cliffhanger, man. You've got $21 to work with. What did you say? 22?
22, Bob.
He's passing five. And he's going to stop there. You were very close as well, only off by $3. That's $25.
$3?
Mm-hmm. So that means you have $18 to work with. Dawn has $19 to work with as we head to our final two telephones.
We're both doing
I don't know what this is, Mike.
We're actually going to start with Bradley here because he has got a little... Sure. Yeah, because he's got a little less. We'll start with him. Look at your phone, Bradley, that you've got there.
I want one of them.
That is pretty fancy pants. It's a rotary phone, vintage phone, corded antique-looking phone. Now, I will say this is antique-looking. It's not actually...
It works.
...antique. This actually yeah. works.
There's a cord.
It's a rotary phone that looks and like it came straight from the crown.
Yeah, it does.
Beautiful.
It looks very she. I would love to have this in my boudoir.
Well, I can tell you one thing. You can have that in your boudoir. You just need to tell me how much the price is and not go over by 18.
I would like to call that a
It's a journey.
$39 experience, Bob. Good.
$39 experience. Is that phone $39? It's not. You've got 18 spots to work with here. Your cliffhanger dude is sitting at 7.
Oh, God. Maybe it's
really
going to
take a journey.
No. No.
He's passing 10. He's approaching 15. He's passing 15. He's approaching 20. He's passing 20. He's nearing 25. Oh! Wait for it. One more at the end. That poor cliffhanger man has fallen to his death. You were off by a little bit. That's a $62 phone.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Would you not pay for that to have it in your boudoir?
I would not pay $60 for my boudoir.
Okay, well, I'm sorry.
I would go for a cheap one at like Sharper, or not Sharper Image. It'd have to be like Spencer's. You know, they'd probably have a knockoff version or something.
That means the door is wide open for you,
Dawn. Don't screw it up.
What is this?
All you need to do is be able to be within $19 and you will be fine and you will win. That, what you're looking at now, is a 2.5-inch mobile phone. It's a mini smartphone. It's got Wi-Fi connection.
Okay.
It's great for kiddos, but it's probably not. It's probably a choking hazard. It's tiny.
Is this a refrigerator magnet?
This is literally a phone.
Okay.
That connects via Wi-Fi.
That's so small.
It's tiny. The picture is just, like I said, it's 2.5 inches.
I think
it's this lady
holding
onto it.
The technical term is Girthmaster.
Girthmaster is bigger than this phone, y'all.
Slightly.
How do you know?
Because I know what a wine bottle looks like, and I know you do too. So come on now.
I'm sober.
You could put a lot of these together to make a wine bottle. So 2.5 inches. Dawn, what do you think that phone runs?
And it works.
And it's Wi-Fi connectable. So you connect with Wi-Fi, and then it works. You can see it. It's got little...
For the listener, it looks like an iPhone. It's got a mini iPod. Do you remember those iPod?
Like an iPod Nano or something. Yeah, or Touch. There you go. A little tiny one. How much do you think that phone is? On National Telephone Day here.
Oh, got to
be
God.
Within $19. No
Come
pressure.
Come on, Beyonce, help me. Lady Beyonce. Gaga, please.
Oh, yeah. Telephone.
Okay. Does it make calls?
It does.
Okay.
It connects via Wi-Fi, though.
Okay.
They're trying to help you.
What did I say the other price the other thing was?
Your last price was $21.
Okay. I will say this is $41.
All right. If it's within 19, you're going to be our big winner today. Let's find out. So. Is that item $41? It's not. Again, you got 19 to work with. Here he goes. He's approaching 10. He's past 10. He's approaching 15. And he's going to stop there. You're the winner today. Congratulations, Dawn. That was a $52 mini phone. What was that?
Wow.
Brittany
was very excited.
Oh, my God. That's great.
Congratulations. You're the winner today.
And you get to keep all of those items,
Dawn. I don't want them. I'll just stick them in my storage unit.
Ba-ba-ba-da. And you've actually been told to not put anything back in there.
I know. I can't.
And we'll just keep listening to Lady Gaga and Beyonce on National Telephone Day. Congrats.
Yeah, Mike, that was great. I thought up a new game while we were doing this.
Oh, what's that?
It's taking the phone and what the letters are on the phone. You know, when we used to spell things out.
Yeah.
And we'll have to guess, like, this, you know, telephone company has 1-800 and then give the numbers and we have to figure out what it says.
Okay. All right. Well, I look forward to playing that game. In the meantime, Mike, thanks for today's game.
You're
and
welcome.
Dear listeners, Lori and Julie have their game, 3 hours of it, coming up next. We'll be back tomorrow on The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn. Bye.
Bye.